One way we show our love for God is by loving His Word. That means embracing all of the Bible, including the parts that have to do with prophecy. Many people shy away from prophecy for one reason or another, but everything we read in Scripture was given to us for a reason, and that includes the prophetic passages. Let's discover why Bible prophecy should be precious to us in this episode of Foreshadows Report. This is Steve Miller. Thank you for joining me for Foreshadows Report. In our previous episode, we began looking at 12 reasons that Bible prophecy should be precious to us. We've already looked at the first 5 reasons, and now, in part 2 of this series, we're going to look at 7 more. The purpose of these episodes is to show the many ways we benefit from Bible prophecy. In 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17, we read that all Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. That applies to the prophetic parts of Scripture as well. Bible prophecy helps to teach us, correct us, train us, and equip us for every good work. So let's dig in and find out more about why Bible prophecy should be precious to us. To love God is to love His Word, and that includes embracing Bible prophecy. As we continue our study on why the prophecies in Scripture should be precious to us, let's review the first 5 points. Prophecy should be dear to us because every prophecy in the Bible comes from God Himself. Because prophecy informs us about who God is and how He works. Because prophecy equips us and makes us complete. Because prophecy helps us to know more about Christ. And because prophecy creates within us a deeper love and gratitude for Christ. That brings us to reason 6. Because every prophecy is a promise God will fulfill. There are 2 kinds of prophecies in the Bible. Those that have been fulfilled and those that will be fulfilled in the future. There's one kind of prophecy you will never find. A prophecy that God failed to fulfill. Every prophecy is a promise from God. Through prophecy, God says, "Here are my plans for the future." And when it comes to keeping His promises, God's track record is perfect. In 1 Kings 8:56, we read this about God's prophetic promises to Israel. Not one word has failed of all His good promise. Every prophecy and promise that God made to Israel, He has kept and will keep. That is why the Apostle Paul was able to write these words about Israel in Romans 11:29. The gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. When it comes to the prophecies and promises God made to Israel all through the Old Testament, He has never failed, and He will never take them back. And there are future promises that He will keep as well. This assurance also applies to Christians. When Paul wrote about God's faithfulness in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, he wrote this in verse 20. All the promises of God find their yes in Him. Because God is faithful, every single one of His prophetic promises will come true. Every prophecy that God makes, He keeps. We might not know how or when He will fulfill certain prophecies, but He will. 7. Because God's prophets and angels were eager to understand Bible prophecy. One of the more beautiful passages about Bible prophecy is found in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Here, Peter is talking about all the Old Testament prophets who gave us prophecies about Christ's first and second coming. These prophecies promised that God would send someone who would save us from our sin. Here's what Peter wrote in verses 10 and 11. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that is to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glory. The prophets searched and inquired carefully. They were curious. They wanted to have a better understanding of the prophecies God had given them to declare to others. They knew that these prophecies pointed to a future Savior, and they were so excited about God's plans for our salvation that they searched and inquired carefully. And they weren't the only ones who were standing on their tiptoes, looking into the future, wanting to understand more. Peter continues in verse 12, and he says that these were things into which angels long to look. The angels were just as excited as the Old Testament prophets. They also wanted to see how God's plan would unfold. With each successive prophecy, the prophets and angels knew God was setting the stage for the greatest event in all human history. They didn't fully understand how God's plan of salvation would unfold, but they knew that whatever he did, it would be spectacular. If the Old Testament prophets and God's angels showed so much excitement for understanding Bible prophecy, shouldn't we as well? When we show an eagerness to understand prophecy and we embrace it, we are in good company. 8. Because prophecy brings blessing to us. In Titus 2:13, when Paul spoke about the rapture, he described it as our blessed hope. Very simply, he was saying that the rapture is a source of blessing and hope for us. In this passage, the word blessed speaks of genuine happiness, and the word hope is not talking about a wish, like when you say, oh, I hope this will happen. Rather, the hope here refers to an absolute certainty. This will happen. As we look forward to the rapture, we are filled with blessing and hope. Here's why. When we are raptured, we will be taken to our heavenly home. We will be reunited with brothers and sisters in Christ who were separated from us by death. And when we're raptured, our bodies will be changed. We will be given new and glorified body. These are just a few reasons that the rapture is a source of blessing for us. Also, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3 tells us, blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near. God promises blessing to those who read the book of Revelation. Revelation is the final book of the Bible, and it is filled to overflowing with prophecies. As we read about Christ as judge and king, about the church's need for purity, about the judgment of worldly kingdoms, about the establishment of Christ's kingdom, and about heaven and eternity, we will be blessed. In both Titus 2:13 and Revelation 1:3, we find confirmation that God intends for Bible prophecy to bring blessings to us. It's meant to fill us with happiness. This is yet another reason that we should embrace it. The 9th reason Bible prophecy should be precious to us is because prophecy reminds us to encourage one another. In 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18, the Apostle Paul teaches about the rapture. Let's look carefully at how he begins and ends this passage. First, he says, "We do not want you to be uninformed." Then he goes on to talk about the rapture. This was something that he wanted all believers to be informed about. This is important information about our future. Then he ends his discussion about the rapture by saying, therefore, encourage one another with these words. Paul was telling us that we shouldn't be uninformed about God's promise of the rapture and that we're to encourage one another by talking about this future event. When we talk about God's plans for us, we will be encouraged. In Hebrews 10, verses 24 and 25, we are told that as we see the day of Christ's return drawing near, we should stir up one another to love and good works. As we look to the future, and as we see the day approaching, we're to uphold and encourage each other. God's promises about the future should motivate us to encourage one another. The tenth reason is because prophecy increases our compassion for the lost. Why did Jesus come? Luke 19:10 tells us that the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And there are hundreds of prophecies in the Bible about how Jesus would use his first coming to carry out God's rescue plan, and how he will use his second coming to set up his kingdom so that those he saves can be with him. God's compassion for the lost is evident on every page of Scripture. He expressed his compassion by giving us many prophecies about a coming Messiah who would save us. This love should be an example to us. If we are to care about the things that God cares about, then we too should have compassion for the lost. Still another reason is because prophecy shines hope into a hopeless world. When Adam and Eve fell into sin, God immediately gave a prophecy in which he promised to send a Savior who would crush Satan. In that very dark moment when sin entered the world, God sent a ray of light and promised there would come a day when sin would be defeated. He gave hope to Adam and Eve when they needed it most. In Isaiah 9 verses 6 and 7, God promised that someday a child would be born who would go on to have the government on his shoulders. First, this child would go to the cross. Then he will return as a conquering king and set up his kingdom. This prophecy gives us hope of a better world to come in the days ahead. In John 14 verses 1 through 3, Jesus promised to take all church-age believers up to heaven so that they can dwell with him. He is preparing a home for us. The dead in Christ will rise first, and we who are still alive will be raptured up to heaven. As we struggle with living in a world filled with darkness and sin, we can cling to the hope that one day we will be taken up to heaven. In Revelation 21 verses 3 and 4, we're told there is coming a day when sin will no longer plague us. Every tear will be wiped from our eyes. We will be with Christ, and we will be given glorified bodies. This is something every believer can look forward to with hope. These passages are just a few examples of the many prophecies that shine hope into our hopeless world. And finally, the 12th reason Bible prophecy should be precious to us is because prophecy encourages us to have an eternal perspective. Colossians 3:2 commands us, "Set your mind on the things above, not on the things that are on earth." Bible prophecy helps us to obey this command. It is through prophecy that we learn more about the things above, about heaven and eternity, and about the inheritance that awaits us. As we read Bible prophecies, we are reminded of the glorious future ahead of us, and we're encouraged to set our minds on the things above. And this, in turn, causes us to live with an eternal perspective. So we've looked at 12 reasons Bible prophecy should be precious to us, because every prophecy in the Bible comes from God Himself, because prophecy informs us about who God is and how He works, because prophecy equips us and makes us complete, because prophecy helps us to know more about Christ, because prophecy creates within us a deeper love and gratitude for Christ, because every prophecy is a promise God will fulfill, because God's prophets and angels were eager to understand Bible prophecy, because prophecy brings blessing to us, because prophecy reminds us to encourage one another, because prophecy increases our compassion for the lost, because prophecy shines hope into a hopeless world, and because prophecy encourages us to have an eternal perspective. These are the reasons Bible prophecy should be precious to us. I'd like to close with this observation. When Christ was born, most of Israel had no idea of what had just happened. Only a few realized a miracle had occurred. Only a few recognized that God had sent the promised Messiah to earth. This includes the shepherds in Bethlehem. This includes Simeon and Anna, who served at the temple. They were overjoyed when they saw the baby Jesus. It includes Zechariah and Elizabeth, who gave birth to John the Baptist. It's safe to say that the reason these people were so excited at the news of Christ's birth is because they knew prophecy was being fulfilled. They knew what Scripture promised about a coming Savior. They were ready to welcome Jesus. We can be sure that Bible prophecy was precious to them. The same is true for us today. It's those who are paying attention and who treasure Bible prophecy who live with a sense of expectation and hope. When Bible prophecy is precious to us, we will live with an awareness of what God is doing in our midst, and we will have a greater appreciation for all that we see God doing to set the stage for His Son's return. Thank you for joining me for Foreshadows Report. My prayer is that you've been blessed as you've learned about the many ways we benefit from Bible prophecy. One of the amazing facts about Bible prophecy is that more than one-fourth of God's Word was prophetic in nature at the time it was written. From Genesis to Revelation, there are many hundreds of prophecies meant to inform us, encourage us, and to give us hope. It is with all of this in mind that I wrote the book, One Day Nearer. It's a 365-day devotional that surveys the high points of Bible prophecy from Genesis to Revelation. In the devotion, I share how we can live wisely in these last days and live with joyful anticipation for Christ's soon return. To order the book, you can go to my website, stevemillerresources.com. At the website, you'll also find other books I've written, and you'll find several free articles on a variety of topics related to Bible prophecy. In addition to these weekly podcasts, I post updates daily on Telegram Messenger channel. If you'd like to stay connected all 7 days of the week, you'll want to subscribe to Foreshadows Report on Telegram. At my website, there's a link for that. Just go to the home page at stevemillerresources.com and scroll to the bottom. There, you'll see a link to my post in Telegram. Or you can go to Telegram Messenger channel and subscribe to Foreshadows Report. Thank you again for joining me as we keep watch and find hope in God's prophetic promises. And I'm grateful to Harvest House Publishers for supporting this podcast.